Blog Talk Radio.
That's right. Week 3 in the NFL is in the books. And another quarterback is down for the count. Big Ben Roethlisberger has bitten the dust. Not permanently, of course. Thank goodness. Hope you had a good week 3. I hope you won, because I personally lost 2 out of my 3 games, but I'm still doing okay. Each one of my 3 teams is 2-1. Did you win any money off of your weekly lineup? I actually won a couple of bucks. Thanks for joining us on the Tuesday edition of our show. We're going to go over who you should be looking to pick up off the waiver wire heading into the week 4. The bye weeks are here, and you may need to make some moves. We'll take a look at the superstars and maroons from week 3, and we're going to try to predict what their long-term outlook and fantasy relevance will be. As always, I am Joe DeRita, and it's just a fantasy sports show starts right now. All right, let's jump right in and take a look at our superstar of the week. And the players that when you look at their week 3 performance, you can't help but look at them and exclaim,
"What a maroon!"
I'm just trying to point out the players who provided a performance on each edge of the spectrum. Yeah, I guess you could say that we're analyzing the good, the bad, and maybe even the ugly. The obvious superstar of the week is Aaron Rodgers. He had 333 passing yards, 5 passing touchdowns. Basically, he's playing like a first-round pick should. But let's give a little love to Andy Dalton, the Cincinnati Bengals quarterback. 383 passing yards, 3 touchdowns. A guy who, in even leagues of 12 teams or more, he wasn't even getting drafted at all in the preseason. As per ESPN scoring system, he would have gotten you 30 points had you started him this week. 8 touchdowns for Dalton against 1 interception.
I don't get no respect from anyone.
That's starting to change, Andy. Now, his level of play is starting to open some eyes among the fantasy football community. Now, I don't want to be one of these people who tell you that they told you so, but I kind of like Dalton in the preseason based not only on his non-existent ADP, but also based on his receivers. I keep on saying that A.J. Green is just a notch below Julio Jones and Antonio Brown's. He was hurt last year and it kind of brought down his numbers. And also look out because here comes Marvin Jones. I was going to save him for our waiver wire ads segment. But look, Marvin Jones knows how to find the end zone. He's more of an option for standard leagues. But still, he's caught touchdowns in each of the past 2 weeks. He's been targeted 16 times through week 3. And he's around, so you might want to pick him up on your waiver wire, right? But our second superstar of the week is Keenan Allen, wide receiver for the Chargers. You know the story. Great rookie season. Admitted he was a bit out of shape and came back down to earth in his sophomore year, but came ready to play in 2015. Lost a couple of pounds, had great games in week 1 and week 3. I guess it's like a boom or bust, but mostly boom, right? 12 catches, 133 receiving yards, and 2 touchdowns this past week. Chargers overall have a good offense. It's almost like an unsung offense. Phillip Rivers, as their quarterback, is always steady. And with Antonio Gates, his favorite tight end, he's going to be out another week serving a suspension, and Latavius Green in for Antonio Gates. His status is still not known. Missed last week due to concussion protocols. Rivers will look to Allen as his number one option, no doubt, in what could be a favorable matchup against the Browns at home this upcoming weekend. We have to mention Devonta Freeman filling in for Tevin Coleman at running back for the Falcons. Cowboys D had been playing tough against the run. But Freeman rushed for 164 yards, 2 touchdowns, even caught 5 passes for 52 yards. He made mincemeat out of the Dallas D. One last superstar of the week. How about the Cardinals D? 2 pick sixes. That's 12 defensive touchdowns for the Cardinals since 2013. Their defensive backs say that the area they covered is called the no-fly zone, and they gave up just 7 points this past week to the 49ers and made Colin Kaepernick's life miserable. He threw four picks after not having thrown one for six consecutive games. He was 9-for-19 overall. Cardinals D even added a safety for good measure. Good job, Arizona. Looking for a maroon, how about Denver running back C.J. Anderson? He proclaimed himself healthy and ready to go, got a little banged up against the Lions. Even Coach Gary Kubiak said after the game that Anderson just needs to be in there for a full game. I know injuries happen, but C.J., the thousands of fantasy football players that drafted you in the first round deserve better. Get well soon, okay? Teddy Bridgewater, quarterback for the Vikings, but he's been playing like a maroon, of course. His team did win, which is what counts in the real world. They beat the Chargers 31-14. But if you're one of the countless fantasy players who believed the hype and drafted Bridgewater and expected him to be your number one quarterback, you're getting hosed right now. It was supposed to be Bridgewater to Charles Johnson, Bridgewater to Kyle Rudolph. It's just not happening. Both of those receiving options for him are not panning out. So, and of course, if you want a third maroon, I mentioned them already, Colin Kaepernick. We spoke about what a bad day he had against the 49ers D, against the Arizona D. Kaepernick did help them out along the way with some pretty bad choices, four picks, don't forget that. Okay, so we've got the Patriots and the Titans on a bye this week. Who should you be looking to pick up off the waiver wire? Well, Giants wide receiver Reuben Randall had himself a nice week against the Redskins. The Giants had wanted to get him more involved in their offense. He caught all seven of his targets for 116 yards and a touchdown in week three. He's a free agent at the end of the season, so I'm sure he's going to be motivated to finish off the year, even though it's a young season so far, but I'm sure he's going to be motivated to play as well as he can. The one issue I have with him is that Victor Cruz, wide receiver for the Giants, should be back in week four, so that he may steal some of Randall's targets. Rishard Matthews, wide receiver for the Dolphins, is another guy you should be focusing on. Dolphins overall have been a bit disappointing so far. Tannehill, their quarterback, just not getting the ball down. He never was known as being having a rifle arm, but just not doing it the way that everyone expected him to. He was another guy like a Bridgewater that was on everybody's radar in the preseason. But for what it's worth, Matthews has been Tannehill's go-to guy. Ryan Tannehill has targeted him 10 times last week, 6 catches for 113 yards, 2 touchdowns. I just hope that you're not too late. Rishard Matthews, a lot of people picked him up last week as well. Dallas Cowboys running back Lance Dunbar leads all running backs across the NFL with 21 catches and 215 receiving yards. He caught 10 passes for 100 yards this past week. I don't have to say it. If you're in a PPR league, this guy should be on your roster. I'm going to try to get this guy now. I'm going to try to take a chance on Browns tight end Gary Barnage. Now, 10 targets last week, 6 for 105 yards and a touchdown, 6 catches, that is. I'm going to be one of these knee-jerk guys that I always complain about. Week 1, he had 5 targets. Week 2, he only had 1 target. So do we look to him to be in a good option when Josh McCown starts for the Browns? Maybe. You know, Manziel didn't really target him as much. Like I said, you know, I always complain about these knee-jerk kind of people who play fantasy sports, and then all of a sudden a guy has one great week, and then they're all over him. But look, in one of my leagues, I have Dwayne Allen, and I had Josh Hill. I think I mentioned it last week. And I need a tight end because I don't know if Allen's going to play. So my best option, it's a 16-team league. Nobody is on the waiver wire. I'm going for Gary Barnage. Like I said, it's a chance that I'm taking on him. And if you're going to go for him,
maybe your best course would be to tread lightly.
If you need a quarterback to take Tom Brady or Ben Roethlisberger's spot, I like Raiders QB Derek Carr. He has a nice matchup against the Bears. The Raiders offense has been scoring some points, of course. He has scored 26 and 20 fantasy points the past 2 weeks. If Bills running back Carlos Williams is still available in your league, grab him. LeSean McCoy, it's looking like he might not be able to suit up for week 4. This pickup comes from my own personal misfortune. I mean, I own Roddy White in a couple of leagues. Thought he would be a nice wide receiver, too. Still might be. I mean, it's early in the season. But he's been shut out the past couple of weeks. And Matty Ryan has been looking at Leonard Hankerson. So if he's available, take a look at his stats. He might be able to help your team. Ted Ginn Jr., wide receiver for the Panthers. He's had a couple of nice weeks in a row. Looks like he and Cam Newton are developing a bit of a chemistry. He had four catches for 93 yards last week. Titans running back Bishop Sankey. He's just so unreliable. I keep on saying that the Titans drafted him last season, and then once they saw him play, they had buyer's remorse right away. I'm sure that's happened to you. You make a purchase, and then when you take it home, you're like,
oh, my God.
What have I done? Well, now they started to get Antonio Andrews involved in their offense. He got 12 touches last week, scored a touchdown. Keep in mind that Titans head coach Ken Wisenhunt is a bit unpredictable in his use of his running backs. Browns wide receiver Travis Benjamin caught another touchdown pass. That is four touchdowns in the first 3 weeks. Depending on the size of your league, someone already scooped him up, but if he's there, just grab him. If you need another wide receiver, check out Michael Crabtree. That Oakland Raider offense, like I said, has been cooking with oil for the past couple weeks. Same thing with quarterback Tyrod Taylor and Carson Palmer, by the way. For the most part, they're probably on someone's roster already. But if you need a quarterback, like I said, we have the Patriots, and we have the Titans out, and Roethlisberger went down with an injury. So I'm sure there's going to be a lot of people out there looking for quarterbacks. So that is going to do it for our Tuesday show. Like I said, it's just a quick visit with you to go over some waiver wire options. We'll be back again this weekend. Hopefully, we'll be able to put out a show for you on Saturday. We'll go over some more waiver wire ads if we can find any. I'm noticing that more and more people are becoming savvy fantasy football players, so that waiver wire is getting pretty empty. We'll go over our recommended starts, especially for your weekly games. We'll have lots of fun. You and I are going to be together. This is Joe Galina. And listen, reach out to me on Twitter. I'm at JoeGallina, at Joe Galina, at JoeGallina. Check me out on the rotoexperts.com website. Sign up for their in-season exclusive Edge football package. It's worth it. It'll help you win your league. We'll talk to you again this weekend. I want you to keep moving straight ahead, because if you do, there's a good chance that your fantasies will become realities. Thanks for listening to It's Just a Fantasy Sports Show. Talk to you soon.